recent article in the local paper detailed the National Association of Realtors' position that house appraisals in recent months do not accurately reflect the true value of a home. Up until the subprime crisis, realtors contracted their own appraisers to assign a value to a property in escrow to justify to the lender the home was worth at least what the lender, usually the bank, was loaning to the buyer. Seems simple enough. The banks wanted to know if the home was actually worth what they were loaning on it. We found out later, most of the houses that were sold were overpriced due to the housing bubble, and banks ended up losing big time, as well as homeowners, as house prices returned to real values. New laws dictate the appraisals must now be independent, and the appraisal industry was read the riot act over their aggressive values they used during the bubble and vowed to be more discerning in the future. Realtors were no longer allowed to contact or contract the appraisers to ensure the conflict of interest issue was no longer valid, as realtors used to only use appraisers who gave them favorable values. That was part of the housing crash problem, so objectivity is now required to prevent similar problems with appraisals in the future. What the National Association of Realtors is objecting to is that appraisers are using foreclosure prices to compare to other house appraisals, and foreclosure prices are obviously rock bottom in comparison to other houses for sale by current occupant owners. The National Association of Realtors doesn't like the low prices and low appraisals ruining their sales, so they're lobbying hard and squawking hard about the so-called unfairness of this practice. What the National Association of Realtors is doing and thinking is actually a microcosm of a much bigger problem in our economy. And that is the thinking that one person or a group of persons know better than the free market of what a price of an asset should be. Prices of houses, and any asset for that matter, is determined by demand and supply and what a person will pay for that asset. It is always said something is only worth what a person is willing to pay for it. And right now, most buyers are only willing to pay foreclosure prices. Foreclosure prices are the market, and the supply of them is more than ample. So the right price for homes right now is foreclosure prices, and buyers are verifying and demanding that price. That the National Association of Realtors doesn't like the price is an attempt by them to tell the rest of us and the professional appraisers that they know better what a house is worth. Not too surprising, as their paychecks depend on that price. The higher the price, the more the National Association of Realtors makes. But lower foreclosure prices makes housing more affordable for the rest of us. And isn't that what's important here? The National Association of Realtors is trying what other private institutions attempt, colluding and lobbying to make prices or appraisals higher. A lot of you out there accuse the oil companies of trying to set gasoline prices higher to gouge our pocketbooks, and that very well may be. But how many of us see the National Association of Realtors lobbying and complaining about appraisals in the same vein? It is. When an appraiser values a house today, he should compare it to all houses on the market, the torn-up foreclosed ones, as well as the well-kept occupied ones. It's the appraiser's job and the responsibility to err on the side of undervaluing a house to protect the lenders and the homeowner and the home buyer. And erring on the high side of the house value, especially in the last decade, partly caused the banks to overlend and overextend us into a housing crash. The National Association of Realtors wants us to pay more for houses so they can make more commissions. But do they have our best interest at heart, like their ads claim? After all, how many realtors you know were telling people not to buy in 2006, 2007, and 2008, and telling you not to buy because housing was in a bubble and you could possibly lose your shirt? Well, none of the realtors that I know of were telling people that. But you can't really blame our realtor friends, as their paychecks depend on and depended on you buying a house. But to claim current appraisals are not fair and too low now is an affront to a free market trying to correct the excesses of the past. The market and the market only should set the house prices now. And we should include foreclosures, short sales, auctions, and even those dilapidated abandoned houses. Those houses are all part of the supply, and the supply, coupled with the demand, will find its own equilibrium and the one and only lowest and proper price to ensure you get the best deal. And isn't that the point? That's it for this week's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff members, or underwriters. For KVMR FM Radio in Nevada City, my name is Mark Cunaberdy.